Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast all over the internet. That's really the name that I got when I was on America Online, believe it or not. I was in something called Crystal Ball. that was one of the probably the biggest groups of people, maybe 350 of us or something like that, and we had to choose a name, and that's what I chose because I am also an astrologer. But anyways, I want to talk a little bit about the magazine. Mystic Living Today went up on the 1st. Some new people that wrote for it, some original, you know, my featured writers are still there, and the columns, and, you know, it's phenomenal. I sit and I do it, and it makes me feel so good because I'm representing all of them. I'm letting you know about all of them, whereas you probably wouldn't even know who they are because, let's face it, the people that do metaphysical, poetry, anything out there. You can't know everybody that's in the world. And these are, I think, the best of the best, and because I have them on my magazine, in my magazine, I should say. So I have a really nice guest today, kind of unusual for me. And you're going to say, well, how did this come about? Well, you know, the publicists always send me, they connect me. They'll send me something, and I'll say, yes, connect us. And then they'll connect both of us, and then we start emailing back and forth and get a time and a day and all of that, and here we are. But this guest has got – I've never interviewed or talked, I should say, with anybody like this, and I'm really excited to have her on the show. So I want to welcome fashion expert Alyssa Couture. Is that how you pronounce it, Alyssa?
Yes, Natalie, it is.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, I mean, you know, the ones I really worry about, Alyssa, are the ones with that are German and all these other from these other countries. Because I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes I don't kill them, but I stab at them, and then they'll laugh and I'll say, "No, this is how you pronounce it." And sometimes I'm lucky and I pronounce it right. But anyways, I want to start with you. How did you get into the fashion world? Did
That's
you start drawing
question.
When you were, you know, like maybe 10, 11, 12? Everybody starts someplace, even myself. And I want to know how Alyssa started, got her feet wet, so to speak.
Yes, I actually did begin drawing at a young age. I was around 16 years old. And I was taking art classes around high school. And I started drawing fashion illustrations in this little sketchbook. And I was really obsessed with fashion collaging, you know, going through the magazines and picking out my favorite fashions and pasting them on poster board. So I started with a passion, and then I ended up going to Academy of Art University when I was about 18 or so, and I majored in fashion design. And that really brought me into a world of fashion, and really being able to immerse myself in those courses really just made me so inspired. But at the same time, the whole time that I was at fashion school, I was always pondering the truth of fashion, the deeper purpose of fashion, you know, the philosophical and, you know, even esoteric teachings that fashion may be about. So I just always had this lingering feeling, even when I went to fashion school. But I have really immersed myself within 15 years of, you know, the corporate world of fashion retail, as well as the more entrepreneurial standpoint with creating a fashion brand, a handmade fashion brand, and creating an eco-fashion blog, a news media site, and even launching and producing a fashion show back in 2014. But with this whole passion for fashion and styling and designing and really the whole gamut, it really opened me up to want to sort of dabble in the industry. And what this book really is too, and my work, is a culmination of many topics, from psychology to technology to health and wellness to spirituality. I really go into, part of my work is really kind of discovering all of my interests, but then making it in relation to fashion. So say I'm into herbalism, and then I go and I research and I discover, you know, herbs that we can dye our fabrics in. So I've kind of created different concepts and philosophies based on my interests, whether they are fashion related or not.
Well, you see, that's interesting. People that write books that are, whatever they write, nonfiction, whatever they write, usually in their background, they were writing somewhere. They were dabbling. Oh, I read a paragraph here, paragraph there. And so it was interesting. I couldn't wait to ask you, because what you're doing is totally different. I've never had anybody on my show like you, and I'm so honored that you wanted to come on the show, because you are unique. You, and I was talking to you before we got on the air, to do something like you're doing or started to do, you have to be a visionary, almost like you're clairvoyant. You see things in your head. Maybe you don't even know it, but you do. I mean, that's what I'm getting right now. I think you really saw a long time ago what you really wanted to do. Now, I have a granddaughter that's an artist. She just got accepted to SCAD. That's Savannah College of Art and Design.
Wonderful.
But she doesn't really know, Alyssa, what she's going to do. I mean, they want her. She draws, but I don't really know what field. Could be digital. She loves to paint. So, you see, I should have her talk to you because she's she's just graduating in 2022, and I'm so excited for her. I just knew she was going to go there. I always knew that. And
you have to be talented to go there.
Well, you know, she's got the thing of it is, and maybe you have this too, because I don't want to be going over to her so much, but she has an art teacher that saw her abilities, and the art teacher asked the counselor and the principal if she could assist, and I don't know what it's called exactly, all next year in a class till she graduates, right, in her art class. And, of course, they said yes. I mean, she's all A's. She's not, you know, she just doesn't sit there and draw and doodle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was so excited about that. And the lady, the teacher, is going to help her with her portfolio. And she's going to write up stuff for her and she's already doing things now. And look, just assisting in a class like that, that's a big deal for her.
Oh, yeah,
for high school.
Incredible.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
So I'm so proud of her, but I want to come back to you. We don't want to talk
I started in fine art. I have two publications of illustrations in other people's work. I illustrated a deck of oracle cards, fairy oracle cards, for the nine. Excuse me, that was the book, Nature Spirits Oracle Card Deck by Elizabeth. And I also, it was the illustrator for a metaphysical book by Sue Singleton called The Nine Simple Laws of Joy and Grace. And those two, so I have a passion for drawing as well, like your granddaughter. I have a true passion for painting and illustration. I remember I also channeled a collection of angel and ascended master paintings at one point. I am definitely a dabbler. I definitely pick up on the spiritual aspect. I think she just probably, you know, she's kind of young, so she probably just needs to sort of let her experience kind of
Exactly. And it's funny you talk about your cards. I mean, I have a deck of cards. I can't haven't printed them yet because I have to get them trademarked. But I have a fairy tale that I've been writing, and she's going to do the illustrations.
Wow.
We already talked about it. We've kind of gone back and forth about what I want and everything. But isn't this she really should listen to this interview. She should listen to this because it would really help her and maybe expand her horizons a little bit, you know, because all of her other friends are going to, like, they want to go to Harvard and they want to go to Princeton and all of that. I mean, these are the all-A students. And she said, I'm not a brain, you know, I'm not one of them. She likes to be creative. She really does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
yes, well,
she's kind of out of that box.
Yeah, well, she can have, you know, there's different types of intelligence, and, you know, you can't really box that creative energy. Like, you know, you can't really stifle or suppress that creative energy because it's creative intelligence. It's supernatural intelligence to be able to
mm-hmm.
have that sense of art and design and everything. So you don't have to be a scholar and have to memorize the encyclopedia to be smart. I don't believe that.
No, mine has come from Florida experience. I didn't even graduate from high school. And
you didn't need to.
No, people with doctorates, like this lady that I had on Wednesday, and this other man, he's been on my show twice, and, you know, I said, if I was in your classes, I'd be raising my hand, because when I was really young, Alyssa, I didn't care about school. I guess you're right. I absorbed everything around me, and you're not the first person to tell me that. You didn't need to go to school. I was real quiet, and I guess I just absorbed everything. I watched carefully. I watched everything,
mm-hmm.
and I asked questions when I had to. I mean, I could do bookkeeping for a living, too, because I can do that. But I think you have to have a desire, but I didn't know what I was going to do. You kind of knew because you were doing your art. You were drawing, and, I can make a box. That's all I can do. I learned that probably in sixth grade. Two girls that were in my class were so talented. They could draw so well. And I sat there and I watched. I said, will you teach me to do something? Sure. You can make a box. A box within a box. You know how to do it, I'm sure. And
I can't do math. I mean, I can't do math. I'm practically math dyslexic. So when you say bookkeeping, I get jealous.
I can't do math. Well, math was never my favorite, but it is my son's when he went to college.
Ah.
So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I did not make any mistakes. I didn't.
No, I believe you didn't either. No.
I believe, you know, I have beautiful people like yourself on my shows, and you know, we're going to enlighten the world with your work and let them know. Now, so you, you know, I have something here that your motive was to bring fashion into its course as a therapeutic healing tool. And if the women are listening, even the men, if you buy, and you can tell me if this is true, you can buy something. I had a girlfriend that when she didn't feel good, she would buy clothes.
That's great. Yes, clothing therapy.
And it would make
there
her happy,
go.
Alyssa. She was like beaming.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what is that all about? You just spent how much money? Yeah, but she says, I feel so good.
Yeah.
She would get
it's
out of her doldrums. And not me.
Yep, shopping therapy
it wasn't really...
is definitely.
Yes, it is. It is. And it can make you, and I'm so happy that you are talking about all of this on your site. I've got it up right now. That you put something on, you can almost become someone else. You can, I mean, because sometimes I'm a slob. I really need you to help dress me. I really do. I'm a slob. But I have it in me that if I had somebody who came up to me and said, well, Natalie, these are your colors. I can tell you that right now. And you're not very tall. So we don't want to accentuate you being short. I'm 5'2". And then I would believe them. And then I bet somebody, I mean, I would probably look like a different person. That's what I think. That's what happens if everybody goes and looks in magazines and whatever they are, fashion magazines, and you probably know this. I know you know this. You see these girls Well, when they're not in front of getting their picture taken and they're not walking down the runway or whatever they're doing, they're just like you and I. You know, and
yeah.
I think that's part of it. They're just, you know, you can have somebody make you look knocked down, drag out, gorgeous. You can. I've seen it. And so long as you have something to work with, and everybody has something to work with. And you are very pretty. I'm looking at you there. You're blondish. You don't look very big. You look kind of petite yourself. Are you?
Well, I'm 5'4".
Okay, well, you're not much taller than me.
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so what made you do a fashion magazine, a fashion design? What made you even want to launch this? I mean, yeah, that was probably tough. Was it a tough thing? I mean, did you get a lot of people that were happy for you, or did they think, oh, my God, what is she doing? You know? But
well,
why did you?
In my 20s, I started the Entrepreneurial Projects. I created an eco-fashion brand, and I was designing, you know, dozens of sample collections, and I was putting them in fashion shows in Boston and Manchester and New Hampshire. And at that time, I was sort of also kind of creating my career in eco-fashion journalism. I had posted and published articles on magazines and whatnot, sort of kind of spreading the awareness of not just healthy fashion, but sustainable fashion. But bringing this idea, healthy fashion, to life, it really was also my spiritual background, because I've lived and worked in several ashrams and monasteries. And having that strong, you know, meditation and yoga background and being sort of immersed into spirituality and divinity and higher calling, it also kind of rooted me into what I really am about, is, you know, energy work, planetary energy healing. And I focused on visiting sacred sites around sort of the West Coast. I went to Monterey, Arizona, Colorado, Lake Tahoe. I've gone to Joshua Tree. I've visited Oregon, Crater Lake. And I also, my mainstay is Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta is a sacred energy vortex. And before I actually ended up writing this book, I visited Mount Shasta, and I had some spiritual experiences while I was at the mountain. And these spiritual experiences sort of prompted and inspired and motivated me to write Healthy Fashion and continue. And I was living at a monastery as a kitchen manager and cook at the start of writing this material and this information. I was working at the monastery, and the lead monk, Bhante Gunaratana, had made me aware that he's a famed author of many books on spirituality and meditation. And he kind of prompted me, I guess, because I felt like it, you know, indirectly prompted me. He didn't know that I was even going to write a book. I didn't really tell anybody, because, you know, once you tell someone you write a book, and then you just kind of stop because you tell everybody, and it's, you know, I kind of went inward and I focused on myself, and I sort of kept it a secret because I felt like I really needed to stay motivated. And if I spread the word before it actually happens, sometimes it just deflates the whole idea. But the mountain, the Mount Shasta, visiting the spiritual vortexes, connecting with my spirit guides, connecting with my higher power. Yes, there's a lot of negativity happening on the world. This is a real, you know, nasty place to be. But when I'm in my own bubble, writing about fashion and being able to connect with some of my ancestral roots from Lumeria, the Lumerians, and being able to sort of cultivate the healing and healthy energies of fashion, it's part of my dream. It's part of my mission. It really is a thing that I feel very strongly about. And it's a new take on fashion, because we're very focused on either conventional mainstream, you know, sacrificial fashion versus the eco-sustainable fashion movement, which is really environmentally focused. But on the downside, it's unfortunate, but sustainable and eco-fashion has developed a lot of product with materials that actually aren't helping the earth in the long haul, which is polyester. So with this concept of healthy fashion, when we put these plant-based materials and these beautiful dyes, and you know, I also dabble into the psychology, the spirituality, the mental and emotional and spiritual aspects of fashion. So it's not just about the materials; it goes way beyond that. But I don't know what your original question was. I think I had said it. What made you really write the book? And it was really going to the energy vortex, the sacred mountain, that really motivated me to say, yes, I can do this. I can write this book. And I was able to sort of be guided while I wrote it. I think you're right. There's some kind of clairaudience and some kind of spiritual guidance that helps me. Even I would go on to say channel the book to a degree.
Oh, of course. Of course you did. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm listening to you. And of course, you know, everything is divine order. You know, you start on your path and the doors will open for you. It doesn't mean you have to go through them, but you should look. And you did this Dusty Rose journal. And it's like, you know, it's great. Journals are great. Journaling is great if you can do it. I mean, I always have the desire to do it, but I never do it. Because my mind is always going at the speed because, you know, you have a digital magazine, and I'm trying to put Mystic Living Today into a digital. I mean, I've already started it, but it's mine will be, and I don't know if yours is like this, is yours flip pages? If you pay for the issue?
Well, it's more of a blog. It's not necessarily a zine. I just call it a zine because I have other content in relation. Like I do some trend boards, you know, trend analysis. Mm-hmm. I do some of those types of things. So I feature different like fashion illustrations and whatnot. I don't necessarily have a magazine, though. I think blog zine might sound and be interpreted in different ways.
Yeah, but you have a lot of stuff here because I'm looking at all the issues that you have, and I'm quite impressed. I'm impressed with you. I'm going to tell you that you're really amazing. You don't sound that old.
No, I'm 36.
Oh, well,
I'm 36.
You know, I could be your mother. I could probably
well,
be your
I'm
grandmother.
Enough, I mean, well, I am old enough. I believe.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And age is just a number. It really, really is. I mean, you'd be surprised. What happens in life, she's too old for you. Oh, she's too young for you. That doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. I work with a guy named Tony. He's like 36, 37, I guess. He turned 37 in October. And he's just hilarious. You know, I've told people this. We lock horns sometimes because he really doesn't understand the metaphysical world. He's a coder. He writes code. And I know what I want. I'll know right away if I don't want it. I don't like that. Nope, take it down. I don't like it. We have a development site, so it's not live. And he'll say, well, why? And I say, well, sit down and I'll explain it to you. You know, just like you have this eye. And that comes from within, Alyssa. That is not, you can't learn that. You just cannot learn it. You can go take all the art classes you want and all the fashion classes you want and everything, but it's what you're getting from inside. And that's why your talent is obvious. You've got all this talent. There's no doubt in my mind. And I don't know how far you're going to go with this, but I like what you've done so far. I really, really do. You know, and like I said, I've never had anybody in the fashion world or even talk about it on my show in 10 years. Never. You're the first.
Yeah, no, a lot of people say that. A lot of people are getting excited. I've been on 25 podcasts within the last half year, and they just keep coming, and I keep getting, invited and
yes,
offered to be on shows because people are really excited about the idea. It's something really new and fresh and modern. And
it is. It
you
is.
Know, it takes time, though, when you have a new concept, an idea, and, you know, is the world ready for it? Well, whether I am being an advocate for this information or not. I believe that the planet is evolving and we're going through this spiritual awakening, and we can't really stay at this vibration on this planet.
No.
It's not
no.
possible. So, you know, there's been developments of things that I've spoken about, and based on the research and science that I've looked through and found, this is ancient history, healing fashion, and being an ancient healing tool. It's like the food we eat or the car we drive or the types of objects around us in a room. It's all affecting us. And when we get into the idea of fashion for the five bodies, fashion is multidimensional for us. You know, we walk around in a physical body, but we realize that fashion actually affects us and our five bodies, the mental, physical, spiritual, energetic, and emotional aspects of who we are. So I kind of break it down in the book, and I break it down in my work, how all of these different aspects of who we are can relate with fashion. And it's not something for, you know, everybody, because you have to be interested in fashion, because what I talk about and write about fashion is very, it's hardcore fashion. It's very interesting, but if you don't really care about fashion, it's not going to really interest you. But there's the response that I've received so far, people are very interested in this
mm-hmm.
new approach.
You're unique.
They're finding,
you're not the
yeah,
usual novel writer or nonfiction or fiction or whatever. You're not the usual. You're the unusual and the extraordinary. So, yeah. When I saw that I had a chance to talk with you, because Gavin asked me, you know, and I'm thinking, gosh, I've never had anybody on my show like this before. What am I going to talk to her about? but you see, it's not stop. I mean, we're not at the each end of the world here. We're basically the same. And so I was reading about you in that, and I thought, nah, boy, she's clairvoyant. She's got the vision already. Only your vision, you use it in writing, and you use it in design. And look what you did many years. You were doing illustrations. You haven't stopped. I bet you still sit down and draw, right?
Well, I did it. I do off and on, but I've spent many years not drawing and illustrating. It just, I had other projects that I was working on, so.
What gave you the idea for these journals? I like that a lot. You have a thinking journal, a dusty rose journal, a goal-getter journal, and a magical unicorn journal. I interviewed an author about a unicorn, so I love this. This is just, where did these ideas come from, these journals?
I don't know if you're looking at my site, because I don't believe I did. What site are you at?
Well, I'm at yours, consciousmagazine.com.
No,
huh?
That's not me. That's not me.
That's not you?
No.
Uh-oh. Big boo-boo here. Okay, what is your site? It doesn't matter. I was pulling information. It didn't matter. What is your site?
H as in healthy, F as in fashion, campaign.com.
Okay, talk a little slower and tell me that again. I didn't hear it. Okay.
So it's hfcampaign.com.
Base, B-A-S-E?
No, H as in health, F
okay.
as in fashion, campaign.com.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. No worries.
Well, no, it's no worry. I'm not worried about it because I'm still talking to you and we're still getting all the information out. PAIGN.com.
Yeah.
HFCampaign.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Candy's listening to this, and she's probably thinking, she took what I got, I thought, from Gavin. Ah, it's still spinning. Hold on. I want to see this. I'm sorry. This is not the first time this has happened, that something gets, but you see, it didn't matter. but it does matter. Here we are. Aha. Okay. I got it. Welcome to Healthy Fashion. You can just you can join that. That's it. And it's a turquoise and a pink, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's go down here now. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, it makes me feel terrible. But in a way, it's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if, you, if
well,
you're not upset about it.
Well, everything that you've been saying, I mean, everything you've been saying has been...
It resonated. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Because I'm not reading it. Exactly. It's coming from within me. It's that's why...
Yeah.
We're not missing a beat here.
No. Nothing has been missed.
No, we're not missing a beat.
No.
Oh, I'm going to go, yeah, because your book is Healthy Fashion, The Deeper Truths, which we did something for the magazine, my e-zine.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what we do, you know, is bringing out everybody. Well, okay, so let's talk about this book, and let's forget all this other stuff that's sitting in here. And Candy's listening, and she's probably thinking, where did this come from? Well, I will look. Anyways, okay, so tell us about your book.
Okay. You know, as I've been stating and talking about, Healthy Fashion, The Deeper Truth is really about embracing spiritual ascension and embracing fashion as, you know, something deeper, something that we can perceive and observe and also wear that will help us with our enlightenment, our awareness, our energy body, bringing in the divine, bringing in the plant, you know, we're up with our connection with plants, more plant products. I dabble into sustainability, fashion, practice in sort of the sustainability realm. I talk about fashion and the five bodies and how this concept is really not common, but it's out there. You know, we're really sort of trying to embrace, you know, this whole organic fashion industry, and we're trying to develop like, you know, low impact fabrics. But what I talk about in my work is I sort of encompass the whole multi-dimensional spectrum. I try to go into different routes, whether it be philosophical, creative and artistic, new age, all these different concepts that really affect us in many ways. And as you had seen on my book cover, it's really about the energy and the aura of our bodies and of the earth. And I talk about the energy of fashion. I talk about unhealthy fashion. There's a lot of, actually, I would even go
so
as far
as unhealthy
today.
Fashion? What do you call
Unhealthy fashion is, there's many different levels of unhealthy fashion. It could be evil and occult. And it could go into the direction of just having a negative frequency, a low vibration. I know that right now the demand of our materials is not the best, but we're dealing with it because it's demand, and we don't have, you know, everybody doesn't have options to wear what they want to wear, especially, you know, in the winter season. When, you know, the only thing you can really get is like a wool coat or a polyester fill down jacket. And these materials are what we have and what we have created the demand for. So in my book, I propose plant tech fashion, and that is using plants. And I've discussed 36 different types of plants that have been created in the past, present, and future in the textile industry. So I'm talking about things like, say, pineapple fiber, rosebush stem is a new one, aloe vera and cactus are new ones that we can transform, because we're not going to be able to alleviate this polyester demand with just cotton and linen alone. We need rami, we need hemp, we need banana, we need pencil and bamboo and all sorts of fabrics. So I do discuss and have a very strong passion for plants. And being connected with the sacred energy vortexes of the planet and sort of traveling into these nature spots really has made me realize how profound and spiritual and what we need to have in our wardrobe is that connection with, because when we wear plants, we're sort of wearing nature more and more. And with the polyester demand, it's full of chemicals. It's a fossil fuel that is acidic. I mean, if you see the oil spills in the world, it suffocates animals and bird life.
And people have allergic reactions to a lot of the garments that they buy because of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you end up with eczema, right? All of these things. Because when you try something on or you buy something and you wear it, you have no idea what it's going to do to your skin. You have no idea. I mean, you hope that it's good and all of that. And somebody else was writing something about using plants in making garments, and I can't remember who it was, but yeah, you know, it's important. It really is important. Now, I see your blog zine that you have here. I love how you call it that. That's cute. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's go look at that. Okay, here we are. Oh, yes. Excellent. Excellent. You know, it's funny. You have the colors that I love. Turquoise, a little bit of pink. I like...
Pastel.
I like that green. You know that green that just kind of... If you go on... There's one place on my site that you can see my green. Not on a magazine, but the other side, on Star Psychics. There's a little bit of green by the horoscope. It'll say new. And I told Tony, I want that color. I want that color. I want a hint of pink. I mean, it's not a ladies' site, per se. You know, we don't want to just, you know, say, well, only the ladies can come. No. But there's certain colors that you can put together, and they go beautifully. He said, why do you like these colors? You know, something. We'll talk on the phone. Why? You know, and he stopped, and he said, you know what? I don't know why I argue with you. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you're always right. He said,
It's also the new age. It's the holographic, prism colors. It's very pastel and metallic.
Yes.
It's fun.
Exactly.
It's
and he doesn't get it. He doesn't know. He's getting it now because, you know, I said, we're going to stay until the new site is done until I like it, every little piece of it, and I'm not going to let it up. You know, but yeah, you know, oh, I don't know. You know, people just have their own ideas. And I don't want to say this, but he's a guy. And he's not, I don't want to say he's not spiritual, because I think he is. He's learned a lot from me. But he's just not, well, he'll never be where I am. He can't.
Yeah.
He says to me, I can't keep up with you. He says, I tell everybody that. I'll say, well, I better tell her that she needs to do this. Oh, she's already done it. Because it's inside me. This is just how I am. And my, you know, like you, your brain is really going. I can tell. I can almost sense it with you. Your ideas are phenomenal. And it's people like us that can bring out all of this creativity and show everybody that you can do it too. You can be creative in your own way. Maybe not have anything about fashion. Maybe not have a metaphysical site or e-zine. You know, that's possible. But you might have something else. You know, it could be something else. And I'm just so honored to have you on the show because you are a wealth of information. Now, I want to go back here to your site here because I see some things that I want to touch base on. Now, you have some pictures here of hangers, trend and style, fashion news, futuristic fashion. Now, is that in your blog zine?
I don't know what page you're on.
I'm on the first page. I just scroll down beneath the book.
Beneath the book. So it's
in
the
think
blog.
These are just to describe.
Those describe the blog.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a little blog on my website.
Yes, I see.
I post, you know, fashion articles in relation to the book or just in relation to my work. Whatever interests me or inspires me, I post and publish on my blog.
Oh, yes, yes. You have fashion collage in here. I've got to read all this. This seems to be right up my alley. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have my granddaughter go look at your site. And she's going to say why. You'll see. Because, you know, we always need to talk to somebody. I didn't have anybody to talk to about the magazine. The girls that I had working on my one side, Planet Stars, they met me at my house. They came to my house, and they sat down on the floor. It was like six of us. You need to do an e-zine. I said, well, what in the world is that? This was like 21 years ago now, almost 22 years ago. Yeah, and I said, well, what is that? I mean, I had no idea, and I had nobody to ask questions of, see? And see, like for you, you went with everything that you learned. You don't even realize it, and you put it all together into one sweet place. That's how I feel. And nobody, I don't know anybody that does what you do. Do you?
I'm sure there are, not specifically. The concepts that I talk about, you know, is new. I believe that there is a book out called Killer Fashion where they talk a lot about the toxics and the fibers and dyes. But it's just one piece of the puzzle. I talk about, you know, the whole puzzle. I really try to bring in the whole multidimensional aspect of fashion and in all the different realms and topics and subjects and ways that fashion can help us and fashion can help others, including the environment and the universe.
Yeah, you have some principles in here. I don't usually go over everybody's site like I am yours, but I'm being drawn to it, and I don't really know. You have a mini fashion planner, and then you have a fashion journal tracker. So now, and everybody that's listening or who will listen, none of this is expensive at all. To be truthful, I mean, I go and print out charts. They cost me $1 sometimes, sometimes $5. I mean, you know, but this, I haven't looked at this. But what is this fashion planner? Is that how you can put together your wardrobe or what?
Yes, it's sort of a psychological piece. It's a worksheet that kind of brings you into the psychological aspects of your wardrobe and makes you connect with your wardrobe in a deeper way. So I have the fashion journal tracker, and it's just a simple printable, and then the mini fashion planner is also a way for you to track your garments, and it's like a health routine, like a fashion practice. It's not really a example of the book. The book is completely different. These printables are worksheets, and they're sort of just an expression of asking questions and being more introspective with our wardrobe, learn more about
what it is you really like.
Yes, that too. Uh-huh. Yes.
Candy has a question. She says, has your research about using recycled plastics to create clothing proven that the harmful chemicals in the plastic will harm a body wearing them?
Yes, I've researched and I have found that plastics can leach into our body. And even with the nanoparticles, the nanotechnology that is synthetic, you know, we're breathing the nanotechnology into our mouth, and all of the microplastics, you know, they're being found in fish and whatnot, but of course we're going to be ingesting them as well. There's been science proving that there's plastic being found in our feces. So, you know, we are consuming the plastic. And I'm not going to diss polyester in a way where, you know, I wear it because I have to. I wear a coat because I haven't found 100% plant-based coat. I mean, I'm sure it's out there, but I still wear some polyester, and I'm not trying to act like it's the devil and evil, but at the same time, you just really do.
No.
It's not, there's some textures in polyesters, there's some textures that are ergonomic, and some synthetic fibers are more comfortable than, animal hair, which can affect people in a lot of ways. So I truly respect the fact that, there's synthetic out there and it's kept us surviving, but at the same time, it really only launched in the 1930s. Before then, we were wearing hemp, and then we were wearing the cotton from the cotton gin. And
yes.
So the 1930s, with all the chemical companies launching rayon, ace tape, acrylic, polyester, Bayer, DuPont, Monsanto, these chemical businesses created the boom. They created the industrial boom, and they created us wearing plastics. So I'm actually very sensitive to polyester. It's just my energy body is affected by it in numerous ways. And plus, the lack of breathability, I do say that third layer pieces could be worn with synthetics, but when you get it close to the body, the base layers, that's when it really affects the body. So I would suggest, if you do wear polyester, to wear it as like more of a base, a third layer. I'm only suggesting. I'm not telling people what to wear.
Yeah, and I was thinking when you mentioned cotton. Now, cotton really does not. It just seems like you have to take care of it more, or you used to. But you see, I bet you the cotton's got something else in it now. It's not pure cotton like it was. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I have noted in the book as well that there's the GMO cotton that's really prevalent in this world, like about 90%, don't quote me, but about 90% of all cotton is GMO, genetically modified. So, among that, there's all the treatments that people do and use to texturize the fabric, to treat the fabric, make it waterproof or whatnot. So there's the treatments that are added to the cottons. But I am definitely devoted to cotton because it's a plant and available. It's one of the only plants, that's available to wear right now. So I love cotton, and I do believe that many other plants are going to be sort of coming into the limelight. Say bamboo, for instance. Right now there's more of a typical rayon bamboo that people are not happy with, but there's also a lyocell base, and there's also a linen processed bamboo that is very helpful for the planet and to wear. And we're going to be coming into, the whole realm of losing our desire for plastics because of the fast fashion. The whole reason why we have all these surplus is because of the polyester. It's cheap to make, it's cheap to produce, it's not helping our bodies though, completely.
We have people that are just not far, not even a mile from me, that produce cotton. Oh, gosh, I really should take a tour. I'm sure I could, and say I'm going to put you in my magazine. You probably would love it. It's big. Well, I'm in the South. I'm in South Carolina. So you would figure it to be here. It is. It's a huge plantation. And I've driven by it so many times, and I'm in awe. And mostly now they have a lot of shrubbery and trees around it, so you really can't see it. And I don't know why. Maybe to protect it. Maybe, now remember, I'm in the deep South, so maybe they're afraid that somebody's going to light a fire to it. I don't know. But you can. I know it's there because when I first moved here, I saw it. I could see it really good. Now you can't see it that well.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, it's kind of, it's like they planted all of these and they've grown because they knew what they were doing. I think they knew what they were doing. And, I don't know. But you gave me an idea. I am going to go talk to them. I'm curious. I want to know why did you start doing this? You know, has it been successful for you? You know how many questions I can ask. And it would be fun. I think it would be really enlightening to know, since I just got it down the road.
Yeah.
It would be fun. And then I can let you know all about the cotton.
Yeah.
But you know.
I love cotton. I think they're doing, there's Better Cotton Initiative, and there's different cotton manufacturers and producers
mm-hmm.
that are
mm-hmm.
using cotton in various ways and with less water, and there's different treatments and techniques and processes, but a lot of people are a little bit upset with cotton because of some of the unsustainable practices of it. But like I said, it's the fabric of our lives. It's been helping us, and it's been helping me.
And then I have another question and another, it's kind of an idea. But you know, when they made cotton, it wrinkled. And maybe that's why the manufacturers thought, well, we better come up with something else. I mean, was there a time when cotton wasn't really selling? I know it's an old cloth. I mean, I know it's been around for a long time. I think my former mother-in-law worked on a cotton plantation, if I'm not mistaken. But I wonder if that's what happened. You know, the manufacturers were thinking, well, something's going on here. I mean, we're seeing all these complaints about it. Wrinkles, just like linen. Linen wrinkles, too. And you see, that has sidetracked people to other kinds of garments. And cotton is beautiful. Oh, I love it, too. I mean, I could probably wear cotton most of the year down here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's no joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you wear cotton, you just have to fold it correctly and the wrinkles come out. It's a simple
right.
process of folding. And I would say that there's also going to be new treatments. I know that there's fabric softeners and...
Yes, that will take wrinkles out of things.
Castor oil, castor oil and coconut oil are two softeners, fabric softeners that can release the wrinkles out. And laundry detergents that probably will be focused on that in the future, fabric softener sheets and detergents that will help release some of the wrinkles more easily. I don't have a problem with cotton. I know linen does get really wrinkly, but I think that's the nature of it, and people can kind of just be intuitive with it, and it works as it is wrinkled. But like I said, right now we're coming into a state of manufacturing where there's going to be new plant technology, plant-based technology, new ways of designing fabrics that can really focus on comfort and aesthetic, because, you know, we don't want to walk around in a bunch of wrinkles. But yeah, there's
no.
In the 1930s,
you're right, you're right. I have another idea, but I'm going to email you about it. But yes, you know, I think I mean, I like all different kinds of fabrics. For me, first of all, if it's in colors that I like, I'm attracted to it. If it feels, it's got to have a feel. I like the feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
You know? Excuse me. But I think you're right. Because technology is really grown and it's growing. Things are being done better, faster. But I want to get back to your site here and tell everybody that they can sign up. Let me go back to home. We don't want people to miss this. No, 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 no. And, of course, they can always get your book at Healthy Fashion, and I will be putting it in my bookshop. I have a bookstore, actually. It's not a shop. It's a bookstore.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm helping you. I'm helping me. I'm feeding the world with beautiful people like yourself. I mean, I haven't had anybody on my show that I had difficulty with. Not one person. And that's something to be said, you know. And you know, you're not alone when you, people have told me I liked your voice. That's what I
mm-hmm.
liked. Oh, that's a great compliment to me. Okay, I'm going to go back here. Now, where shall I go? You have free resources here. These are the things that you can, the downloads that you can do, right?
Yes.
Tell me where to go so I can
come. For what?
for any of the downloads, and they can sign up for a newsletter
So on the website, there's a book tab, and you can read more information about the book. And I also
have a shop tab
with my printables. The shop tab has a couple printables available. And I also have a free resources page with free downloads. And then I also have the blog, which has several articles about fashion for health and other topics.
Yes, we've got all kinds of things here. Oh, I love this, the puffer coat, the fashion girl. Did you do these?
I don't know what page you're on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm on another page. You know me, I'm bebopping around here.
Fashion Journal, yes. Or the Fashion Illustrations, yes. Those are my illustrations.
Well, my granddaughter's going to look at these. And look at how you grew, how they changed. Ah, I love these.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You got to just check out her whole site. She's got so much here, but where I'm at is some of her illustrations that she's done. I don't know really. I guess I call them illustrations. When I say illustrations, they're not paintings. They are, you illustrated something. I like that word. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I just like the word.
Thank you.
There's something about that word that I really like because I don't have that talent. I mean, I can do other things, but I cannot do that, as we discussed earlier. But I love this. Now, these are some of your early works that you did?
Oh, that's really not a depiction of my fine art. Those are just a few sketches that I put together in very short time.
I don't care. They're wonderful.
They're just sketches. They're not my fine art pieces or works. No.
No, this is your fashion illustration gallery. And then you've got your shop here. She's got her book, of course, and the printables. We talked about that, the fashion planner and the fashion journal tracker. I love all of this stuff that people can do. I'm going to subscribe to your newsletter. I am.
No, thank you so much.
And you can do that. That is right under, if you want to go to it, it is under book. And you'll see her book that's there, and it's everywhere, and printables, healthy fashion, and it's just tremendous. It's funny because Tony and I were talking about this. You need, nowadays, you can't just be about one thing. You have to have things for people to do. You have to have things for them to see what's the latest, to learn about something, and even to learn, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that. You can probably tell. I mean, I absorb everything. And so I'm assuming there are a lot of us out there, Alyssa, that like to learn, like to see what's going on and all this beautiful stuff. I'm going to send you an email because I have an idea. It's going to help you.
Okay.
It's going to help you just to get you out there. Yeah, and it's not going to cost you a dime.
Well, that's even better.
Well, yes, because you're unique now, you see. I mean, many people are unique in the world that I meet. I have a gal from Berlin who's a painter, and she has a column. And every month she shows all her work. I mean, I want it to be diverse. I want the magazine to be a lot of everything. You know, it's mystic mm-hmm. living today. We're bringing love and light to the world. So you are part of the love and the light.
Yes. Yeah, you're doing beautiful things. I love your Mystic Living magazine. I love the Planet Stars, your psychic channel.
Yeah.
It's all fun. That's all so much fun.
Yeah, I Planet Stars was first, and then the magazine, and then the star site. And now we're redesigning Stars. And see, Tony doesn't really know this if he listens to my show, but I know he doesn't. But I've already started to develop my Flip magazine. And in there, I will be able to put in classifieds, half-page ads, full-page ads, and be able to send it out if I want. You can subscribe to it. I mean, the whole idea, see, for me is to get money for something like that. I just want money to pay for the ads, just for the ads, because it's going to send them to you, for example. I use you as an example. I don't care what money I make. It doesn't matter. I've been doing this you know, the way I've been doing this for over 20 years. And I love it. The light within me is so bright. And that's why, because I don't charge you. I'm not going to charge you. No, I want you to get out there. I want people to hear what you have to say. And, you know, it's a great source. He just put something on the banner, bringing love and light to the world.
It's,
you know,
beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, he did that. Believe it or not. Oh, well, we had to go through a process. It's like beating him over the head. I mean, it had to be, I said, you know, I want something. It's mystic living today, you know. And it's got to be something representing the universe and and he had some other kind of stuff. And then he just had this, and he actually changed this a little bit. He darkened it a little bit because it was really too light before. And, you know, he's been working with me for 13 years. I know how to schmooze him so well, you know, and it's not about money. It's not offering money. No. You have to be nice and be kind and appreciate all the work that everybody has done. Because then they're going to want to do more for you, you see. Oh, I've got his number. He just doesn't know it.
Well, it sounds like you love him. Sounds like you love him.
I do. He could be my son. I do. I mean, you know, you know, he says, I should stop arguing with you. I said, yes, you should. Think of me as your mother. He said, I talk to you more than my mother. I said, well, you see, you know, that's because I'm an important fact going on, important thing in your life right now. I'm not your girlfriend, of course, but I'm, you know, you've known me forever. And the magazine was the first thing that he redid for me. That's how I met him. And he's been with me 13 years now.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a nice story. That's nice. Nice to have those work relationships.
Yeah. Well, you look for my email because this is my idea I'm going to have. We're going to get more of you out there. We're going to get, because you are needed. Because this is like the other side. This is like, you know, and basically, I mean, men read this, but mostly women. They need to know. They need to know what's going on. They really, really do. And
yeah, for everybody. Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's affecting everybody too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking again, I'm sure. And it's been a pleasure having you on my show. It really has been. Really.
I enjoyed our conversation, and it's nice to hear all of your wisdom.
I don't know if it's wisdom. Is it wisdom? I guess it is.
The fun information and whatever wisdom tidbits that you've provided, it's been very nice to hear that.
Thank you. Well, it's floor experience, and I do know people pretty well, I guess, and I love people. I'm in a store and I'll say, how's your day going? I do this. How's your day going? Is everything okay? Like, I work there. Are you one of the associates? I said, no. Oh, how are you? They'll say. And they get a smile on their faces where otherwise they're standing in line with a frown. They're just like, oh, God, I don't like being in this line. And I'll just kind of, I was with my girlfriend yesterday, and so I walked, she was up at the counter, and I walked back and I said, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine. Getting everything that you need.
Well, friendly people, it's usually a sign you've had a very good life. You've been very privileged.
Yes, and I want everybody to share it. I want everybody to be happy and loved and healthy. And we can't all be wealthy, but you know what? Wealth isn't what it's all about. You know, it's not. I mean, if you can do certain things, but everybody wants to do things. You know, Alyssa, they all want to have nice things and, you know, everybody. And I'm an empath, and it really hurts me to see a lot of things. It really does. But, oh, well, I keep doing what I'm doing. But anyways, you're wonderful. Now, you're in California?
Yes, I am.
Ah, I love California. I have, I have a niece and two nephews out there.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
Yeah, I haven't been out there in years. I would love to go back out there again. But anyways, okay, we will talk again. Look for my email, okay? And thank you for enlightening all of us with all this beautiful information. Candy says, I'm looking forward to getting clothing made from hemp from the USA.
Yes.
And that's another thing too, Alyssa. A lot of stuff is not made here. It's made in China.
Yeah. Well, yes, I believe in universal fashion in all countries.
Exactly. So long as they make it healthy, and you know, people cringe and say, "Oh, it's from China. Everything is from China." Well, that's been forever. I mean, really. You know, you couldn't afford to buy everything in the United States if it was made here. You could not afford it. You know, so.
You're right.
And so we must be grateful. Okay, so we're purchasing for other countries. We're buying things so they can work and they can make a little money. They don't make very much, and they can have food and all that. So see, it's a circle. It's just a circle.
Yeah, it's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother, you know, opening up a can of worms here.
Yeah, I know, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, no. Well, I believe that we do have to empower and raise a lot of the underdeveloped countries because we're kind of using a lot of them, and the labor needs to be balanced out within all countries, not just the underdeveloped countries. And I think that when we empower everybody, when we empower fashion in a modern, holistic way, then things will change. The fashion industry is huge, and it's affecting, like you had said, everybody.
Right, it does. And I bet you people don't really think about it that way. You know, I bet you they don't, but I do, and you do.
Yeah.
And Candy does.
Yeah.
Candy does, and
that's
Jackie,
great.
Who writes a lot of stuff for me, she does too, and there's quite a few on my site too. I mean, they're all sweet, all of them are. It's like a family. But anyways, okay, look to hear from me. Thank you, Alyssa, for sharing all of your knowledge about clothing and fabrics, and it's been wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much, Natalie. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and I will talk to you soon, okay? All right, with that, I am going to look ahead of my schedule here and see what I have. Let me see here. I have somebody on next Monday, and next Wednesday. And I've told everybody I'm kind of taking a break the week of, like, the 19th, sort of, and then we go back full swing because I'm already booking in January, but that's okay. So, I want to wish everybody, you know, a nice week, a nice day. Be healthy. Do what you feel is right. Be sweet to everybody. Smile. Ask them how their day is going, like I do. I'm telling you, it'll come back to you. It'll just get that light burning even brighter that's inside. It's true. That's why I walk around like I do. And so with that, I'm going to close the show like I always do, and Alyssa's going to like this. And that is, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And I will see you next Monday at 6 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Candy. Let's see if she says anything in here. And we're going to run the music. Okay, this is Gabby Ray. You might like this, Alyssa. She does this song, and we usually play it. I got to find it here. It's called Free to Love. And here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Bye, everyone. See you next Wednesday. Love you.